Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're especially glad you've joined us today because it's almost Christmas. It's just around the corner, and it's a wonderful time of the year, and it's a time that brings real joy to the hearts of boys and girls who know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ of Christmas. And here's the choir to give us Christmas message and song.
Imagine the shepherd's wonder that night, fear at God's holy presence and yet joy at the angel's message. So with us today, fear knowing our souls lie in his hands, yet joy because the Savior has come. Now that's worth singing about, choir.
Mr. Meyer slumped into the rocker and kicked off his old shoes, which showed a big hole in his sock. Oh, he had a great love for the needy children, and he'd founded the orphanage several years before. But this Christmas Eve he was tired. Not just a little bit, but tired to the bone. His dear wife came to the rescue. "Rest yourself, dearie, and I'll get you some tea to warm you. Though I've stretched it about as far as it'll go to save some for morning, and there's not a drop of milk for the children." Oh, I know, love, he said. Any day's difficult, but to come to Christmas empty-handed is a heavy thing. But God has never failed in all these years we've served him. True, dearie, but I'll say the doubts and fears come a-tumbling in like the dismal fog. I set those cherubs up to bed with a kiss on every forehead, but a sob was in my heart. Well, dear, we must pray. Our help's in the Lord and not in man. But it is discouraging when no one seems to care. Just this morning I saw Banker Ashton on the street, and he only mocked. He said I was too old to be tottering about after these children, and it'd be the mercy of the Lord that'd have to bring 'em some bread to our door, or we wouldn't have anything to feed 'em for Christmas morning, let alone a pretty for their Christmas. Oh, what a hard heart he has. What a pity. But we must just trust the Lord, dear. And listen, I hear the carolers. Indeed, there were the carolers outside singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And at last he opened the door and said, What a precious pack of children ye are. I wish I had a treat for every one of ye, but the cover is bare. I wish God's speed, though, and the Lord's blessing. Well, thank ye, sir, said one of the children. But we didn't come for treats for ourselves. We did bring you some fruits for your children. Our parents said if they had as many mouths to feed as you did, they'd need Joseph's storehouses in Egypt. So they each sent something from their own cellar for you. God bless and Merry Christmas. Well, those children were hardly gone whenever another knock came on the door, and it was old Brother Porter. Well, Brother Porter, welcome. Do come in. It's cold out for you tonight. Better come by the hearth. Poor old Brother Porter leaned on his cane and said, These old bones do need a lot of heat to keep them warm. I can't stay. I just came to give you this. And with that he handed Brother Meyer a big envelope. Why, Brother Porter, this is a large bond. What's the meaning of this? Oh, he said, I've been saving it for years and years, for my old age. But I think it's needed here in this work for the Lord more than for myself. God's taken care of me for 7 decades, and I don't think his resources will give out now. Take the money. Use it to continue God's work. I'll just be going. Good night, and God bless you. And God bless you, sir. Oh, thank you, Brother Porter, and God bless you. As he turned to his wife, he said, My dear, what is God doing? First the young, and now the old have come. Well, 'tis no doubt God's keeping his promises and answering prayer, but his ways continue to amaze me. Here, come by the fire. But before they could hardly get there, noises were heard outside, and Meyer said, I hear sleigh bells in the drive. Someone's coming. And at last someone was coming. It was the poor neighbor next door, Brother Hopkins. Ho, oh, Brother Meyer, joyous Christmas to ye and to all your charges. I brought you some ham hock for your Christmas dinner. Cooked with plenty of bucket of beans, it should be a plenty for all your flock. But, Master John, ye have 7 children of your own, and a great mortgage to pay. Ye can't afford— Ah, indeed. Perhaps that's how I understand some of what your needs must be. God's been good to my family. Our least child's life was spared in the fever, and God has supplied our needs. Why, we even have a shiny red apple for each child in the morning, and a pair of fresh knit stockings. Ha! I think my wife even has started a pair for ye. Well, you know wives are a little slow, but anyhow, you'll get 'em some day. Oh, well, I thank you so much. And at last Mr. Hopkins left, and a blessed Christmas to ye. Meyer turned to his wife. Ah, wife, my heart's touched by the generosity of a man of such little means, yet he knows the Savior and is rich in Christ. Methinks thy heart's greatly encouraged, but if thou dost not go to thy rest, thou wilt rue the morning dawn. Meyer said, yes, our rest is in the Lord, but we look for the day when the Christ will come, and he will give rest. Oh, there's another knock on the door. See who it is, love. And to her amazement, it was Banker Ashton. Meyer jumped up in fright. Banker Ashton, is something wrong that you brave the cold on the Christmas Eve? I don't owe you a note. What? Oh, fret not, Master Meyer. I spoke sharply to you this morning on the street, but I meant it not for evil, for I'm a Christian, but I'm afraid I let my business take precedence but sometimes. But here's a check for £300 for the needs of your ministry with children. And my workers from the bank caroling parley also sent along these sweets and goodies for the children. Good night, Master Meyer, and may God be with you all. Well, good night, and thank you. God be praised. I think I shall have to sit down. Even the rich may bow at the name of Jesus and worship him. What wonders God hath performed this night. Ay, his wife said, God's still on the throne. Never should we have doubted him. Doubt? No, I didn't doubt that he could. But I didn't trust him as I should. 'Tis a blessed night. I almost wish the children were yet awake and we would praise God together. With that, there was a clatter upstairs. We're still awake, Papa! We're still awake! Ha ha! And well, you should be on a night like this when God has once more opened his hand of blessing to us. Come on downstairs, angels or urchins, whichever ye be. You'll not have a scolding on the eve of Christmas, but we'll pray and thank the Lord for all that he's done for us. Yet methinks I should first hear your Christmas song. If the carolers on the street have kept me awake, maybe your sweet singing will help me to sleep. And their sweet singing they did, away in the manger and joy to the world. And at last they went to bed. And his wife said, now, Papa, you're exhausted. You must go to bed. Exhausted, he said, but the body may be weary, but the spirit is light and rejoicing in the work of the Lord, even as Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now let's to bed, and from the weary to the rested, from the young to the old, from the rich to the poor, a blessed Christmas to ye all. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who came to seek and to save that which is lost.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, ChildrensBibleClub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.